Panel 6, Exhibition, Religion and Beliefs, Rites and Traditions. Private life in Roman times was shrouded in magic and religion. Together with the official worship of public gods, to whom sanctuaries and temples were dedicated, there were minor and daily deities that received offerings and private rites. Every important moment in family life, such as births, marriages, birthdays, or passing from childhood to adulthood, had its own divinity, and each house had small household shrines or lalaria. In the lalarium, oil lamps were lit, perfumes were burned as an offering to the spirits protecting the house, and libations were performed, a ceremony that consisted of spilling milk, wine or honey in honor of the gods. These small shrines were placed in transit areas such as the courtyard, located at the entrance, the atrium, the kitchen or the garden, and were painted and decorated with wood, clay or bronze figurines representing these minor deities. The Lares, family gods and field protectors, the Manes, ancestors' spirits that protected the home, and the Penates, deities in charge of taking care of the food, that sometimes had their own shrine located in the pantry. Superstition was expressed through amulets, and in Vinamargo many of these have been uncovered. The small bells or tintinabula produced in the villa's pottery kilns were representations of the guardian spirit and were hung in outdoor areas so that their sound would frighten evil spirits away. Unfortunately, only the figurine's legs have been found, which acted as a clapper, so we do not know what the complete shape of these amulets look like. Let's learn about Roman funerary practices. Sit tibi terra levis, may the ground be light to you, Cato the Elder. The veneration of the dead was also represented in funerary rites. Over time, cremation fell out of favor and burials became more common. The deceased were buried with various offerings such as food, perfumes, personal items, and a coin placed in their mouth or eyes so that they could pay Charon, the ferryman, who took the souls to the world of the dead. The funerary rite was different in the case of young children, who were given special treatment as they were not considered full right citizens. In this regard, Pliny the Elder claimed, "It is the universal custom of mankind not to create a person who dies before teething." In Vinamargo, the remains of a six-month-old baby were found who, following an ancient custom, was buried inside the house in a pit covered by a flat tile with a coin on his mouth and accompanied by a small jar as part of the offering and a fragment of tegula featuring the two paw prints of a feline. However, the cemetery where Vinamargo's inhabitants were buried has not been located, although a fragment of a 3rd century tombstone that might have been dedicated to a member of the Licini Saguntian family, dead at the age of 55, has been recovered. Let's now leave the Interpretation Center and visit the Roman Villa.